Welcome everybody to our new episode of the WUPOL podcast. My name is Charlotte Panans, and today's episode is going to be a bit different than the others. As you may have already noticed, we're talking in English because the next core subject which we're presenting today is Empirical Research Methods 2, a course taught completely in English. And I know for some that might be a bit scary in the first place, but you will see together with my wonderful guests, University Professor Dr. Jonas Bunte and Valentin Klass, a current WUPOL student, we will guide you all comfortable together to today's episode. So welcome, everybody. So my first question is already directed to you, Professor Bunte. How is the course Empirical Research Methods 2 structured? Is the lecture and the exercise, how do those components complement each other?
Yeah, thanks for having me in the first place. This is really great to be here. So Empirical Research Methods 2 is on qualitative methods, right? And we have a two-part structure. We have a lecture component where we talk about the conceptual foundations and the tools. And then in addition, we have a section component where we do like hands-on exercises and kind of more application kind of stuff. So how do we facilitate this? And I can talk about the lecture in particular, which really follows a clear structure. Like every lecture kind of has the same structure in order to kind of give students some guidance in terms of what to expect. So we start with a real world case, like some, I call it a puzzle, like some kind of empirical phenomenon where two actors kind of are similar but made different decisions. And that's puzzling to me, and I want to explain why that's actually happening, right? And so we use examples like, why is Austria still insisting on neutrality in the face of Russian aggression, even though like Sweden and Finland moved towards the NATO? Or why is Paris and like a car-free city, but Vienna is not? Why does the EU treat Syrian refugees very differently than Ukrainian refugees? These kinds of questions. So these puzzles are supposed to kind of motivate why we should study these phenomena in the first place. But then the question is, how do we do this? How do we study these, right? And so here I often use real academic research in order to illustrate the different tools that are available. And so for when we talked about interviews, for example, one of the key methods, right, we talked about how climate activists and construction workers kind of experience climate change differently. And the researcher used interviews to identify this. Or when I was about document analysis, like example of academic research talked about like Islamist and non-Islamist terror and how it's about being covered in the news and these kinds of things. And after we've had the puzzle and the kind of example of academic research that actually uses this tool that we're talking about in this respective lecture, then in the third step, I provide some step-by-step guidance on how to actually use these methods. And we use all kinds of like in-class activities to do that, right? I mean, we had an interview with the widow of Alexei Navalny, right? And tried to figure out, what did the interviewer do well, and what did she not do so well, in order to kind of learn about that? We analyzed speeches by George W. Bush and these things. And then at the very end, the lecturer kind of talks about the relevance of these tools. Why should students even care about interviews or focus groups or document analysis? And here we talk about like bachelor's theses that have been used, that have been written in the past, that have used these methodological tools. Mm. Examples were like on migration and climate change, or Norway and South Korea, and why one country provides weapons to Ukraine, the other does not. And we talk about jobs. So I bring job ads that explicitly note that qualitative methods are required for jobs, and for example, the Austrian National Bank, or an office on drugs and crime, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. That's it. These kinds of things. Anyway, so that's the lecture, right? We try to really provide some very concrete step by step instructions as to like how to use these tools. And the sections complement these, right? These are laboratories for practice, right? We like in-class exercises on using real materials like transcripts and interview guides and documents and whatnot, and really try to support students' own research, like their own research projects in these kind of situations. So in sum, it's really about theory and practice together. And that's what we try to do in the lecture and the sections.
Thank you so much. I kind of want to retake like the class again with all the interesting topics. And if I remember like my time in the course, especially the job advertisements were also a nice connection to giving a look out what you can do afterwards with it. So my next question would be, what are the central objectives of the course and what competencies, what skills do students get to develop throughout the course? Maybe also to very specific methods which we learn to use.
Sure. I mean, I'm an academic researcher and we're at the university, right? So my goal is to teach students how to conduct qualitative research in a rigorous and in a scientific manner, right? It's just like with quantitative methods, there are rules and best practices for making qualitative research, quote unquote, scientific, right? And so that's what I want to get across here. So I just want to make sure that students get the tools that allow them to test theories or generate new theories, and that's it. So the core competencies that I really would like to pass on in this course relate to four tools, really, right? The first tool is our interviews, right? The kind of like the classical qualitative method. And here we talk about like how to design an interview guide and how to do the recruitment and the transcription and these kinds of things. The second methodological tool are focus groups. Here it's not about like the individual and their perspective, but rather kind of tracing group dynamics, how are opinions formed as people talk to each other and these kinds of things. And so if we're studying group dynamics, right, we need to, again, prepare these kinds of conversations. We need to make sure that we are aware of how to moderate these kind of focus groups, these kinds of things. So that's what we do with the second tool. The third tool talks about documents and kind of discourse analysis. This is about like textual meaning, like why does a particular author frame their analysis in this way as opposed to that way? What are their intentions and these kinds of things? It's about positioning. Yeah, so it's really about understanding why texts are written the way that they're written. And then lastly, we do observational studies. That's our fourth tool. Here we're trying to immerse ourselves into real life situations, kind of try to understand why people behave the way they do. And that raises all kinds of questions about immersion, about ethics. Should I reveal that I'm studying you? Should I not reveal it? How to take field notes, these kinds of things. So four core skills, interviews, focus groups, document analysis, and observation. And I hope that like in the context of doing this, in the process of doing this, right, that students learn or get the opportunity to sharpen some transferable skills as well, right? Thinking about like things like communication, right? Interviewing, empathy, these kinds of things are important as you're working with the people. But also things like project planning. I know that maybe Valentin will talk later about the projects that he had to complete in this course, right? It takes some time to plan and prepare a project and do the time management. And so that's what we do in this class as well. It's about teamwork and peer learning, where you're talking with others in terms of how did you do the interview? What can I learn from you? And then writing up the research reports, right? And these things like the communication, the project planning and the teamwork and the writing, like all of this is real world experience in a sense, like or it's relevant for the real world at least, right? I mean, these are the same skills that are used in policy research and consultancies and NGOs and whatnot, right? And so it's not just for academia, though we use scientific methods in order to kind of teach these skills. I hope that the course is going to be useful for any job later on where human behavior matters.
So, yeah, thank you. That's really like a hands-on experience. And as you mentioned, the further way after university, maybe let's get back to how does empirical research methods to prepare students for the further path in their studies, like especially with due regard to the bachelor thesis.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, the bachelor thesis is this big kind of project at the end of WUPOL, and I know that it's pretty intimidating, but I hope that this course can contribute to kind of easing that anxiety and just making sure that you feel prepared and confident to actually conduct the research necessary to do a bachelor's thesis, right? And so in this course, like by exposing you to like a variety of methods, I hope that you feel confident later on that you can pick and choose the tool that works for you and your research, right? If you have a particular research question that lends itself towards interviews, then hopefully we've prepared you to do interviews, right? Or if you want to do a document analysis, then hopefully we've prepared you to do that, right? Students in this course have to like conduct 3 mini projects in a sense using different qualitative methods. And we've designed these in order to provide you with an opportunity to kind of test the waters and kind of like see how it feels to use this method as opposed to that. And hopefully that's ideal groundwork for the thesis itself, right? So hopefully by the end of this course, yeah, you understand how to construct a research question, how to choose the right method for that question, and how to link data to theory and these kinds of things. So hopefully that the emphasis in this course on how to do research as opposed to just a theoretical overview of why interviews are important, right? Don't get me wrong, that's important as well, right? But I really hope that we have designed a course that gives you the tools and really allows you to do it. And then, yeah, I really hope that all these examples of bachelor's theses that have been written by students in the past that use these tools, I'm going to make them required reading in the future so that you guys have the opportunity to really learn what others have done in the past. Because honestly, it's quite amazing what students are able to do with these tools and the really cool projects and cool insights that they're able to develop. So I'm always excited about that.
Thank you a lot for all these insights. I think that already painted a pretty good picture on what to expect. I want to move now to our next guest, Valentin Kless. You are a current WUPOL student and you attended the course last semester, if I'm right.
Yes, that's right. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Nice to meet you too. What expectations did you have when starting the course and what experience did you gain in the process of the scientific research, which we already talked about?
Actually, I had no expectations because I did not really know what to be expected because like just in empirical research methods too, I didn't know what would be the content of this. And then I did some research and think, okay, qualitative methods, and I still didn't know what to do or what the content be. So the only thing I knew is that Professor Bunzel would teach the lecture. And I think, okay, it does not have to be that bad because I went to the ZUWI CWK course and it was really good, actually. And so I chose this course. But I think that was kind of good that I had no expectations because it was actually the course was so good that I don't know, I really liked it because it's just the methods course. And like all my friends said it was like not like kind of boring maybe, or it will be kind of boring because like you have no actual content, you just learn how to gain knowledge. But actually I think it was nice because like in the course we with the scientific methods we really learned how to understand the meaning behind like things, like truly understand it, like in deep insights, and also just like uncover things you never thought of. Like I remember one time we had this one paper which did research on how the rhetoric of like the Israel government changed, and we did like a fine grain analysis, and we gained deep understanding of what words actually mean and what's the meaning behind that. I thought it was really nice actually.
Yeah, thank you. And are they like specific contents or methods that stood out to you in particular, and why?
So I really liked the observational studies. I thought it was really cool because you get to be like in the field. I remember we had to read this one bachelor thesis where like one student went to board meetings of American companies and really did observations on how their sustainable strategies actually are. And I thought it was really cool that you can observe something and then derive something that is like sustainable. Or I remember in the lecture we talked about this one researcher got access to the Yakuza in Japan and then wrote a book about it and what the structure of the Yakuza were just because he observed it and went with it. So I think observational study was really a cool thing.
Yeah, I remember that as particularly standing out as well. Thank you. And in which ways did empirical research methods too help you like feeling more confident in scientific research? For example, for other seminar papers or other courses or the bachelor thesis?
So actually what we did with these research projects Jonas talked about, we had to do three, or we could also do four for each method, for interviews, focus groups, and observations, and document analysis. And I thought it was like kind of like a mini research, like my own research actually. Like, yeah, okay, it's called research project, but it felt like a one mini bachelor thesis itself, because we had to think about a research question, the research design, who we want to talk about, and how to actually do it. And I feel like I could do my own research to like a specific topic now. And also for the bachelor thesis, I mean, I know exactly what I can do for when I want to do this topic. I know, okay, maybe I can do an interview, and I know exactly how to do the interview, and I know exactly which knowledge I gain from it. So I think I'm pretty confident in my bachelor thesis. And also like further in other courses like essays, and if we also read some papers or scientific papers, I know exactly, okay, what they are talking about, which methodology they're using. And I think you understand just the whole concept of the research better.
So definitely an important course for the WUPOL program. And that brings us to the end of today's episode of the WUPOL podcast. Thank you very much for taking the time talking to me, and also to our listeners. See you next time.